Digital tools can help preserve languages that may otherwise become extinct. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Renee Lambert-Bredière, associate professor of linguistics, looks into democratizing the process of documentation.
Language documentation aims to capture and preserve the linguistic practices of a given community in the form of video and/or audio recordings with time-aligned annotations consisting of transcription, translation, and linguistic analysis. New advances in information technology have improved the quality and quantity of data collected, and new software applications streamline the tasks of language documentation. These have also widened the gap between linguists and the communities whose languages are being documented and who may not have the necessary digital literacy to use and access these tools. This project is the result of a collaborative and community-engaged research with Innu-speaking communities of Quebec and Canada that seeks to democratize access to digital tools involved in the documentation of their language. These tools serve different purposes, from facilitating transcription to interaligning lexical and grammatical analysis to audiovisual recordings. Framed within the empowerment collaborative model, where the establishment of an equal relationship between researcher and community members is a basic methodological principle, I propose an analytical framework that brings together research on language documentation and practical considerations in the use of documentation software programs to investigate complex linguistic structures of Innu, for example, its polysynthetic verbal morphology and the presence of contrastive grammatical pitch. Mobilizing methodologies of linguistics, digital, and public humanities, this research makes an important contribution to current developments in language documentation research and constitutes a major step in broadening the tools for language preservation within the Innu speech communities.
That was Renee Lambert-Bredière of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.